Yeah, between Terranius P and K, and that rascal is right in plane with us. I'm looking down now at 257. He's right down below us.
Okay,
which
Tom.
Which means he's down low and he's going to be coming up.
Right, okay. You don't have any idea range-wise about how far out he is, do you, Tom?
No, but I can see him occasionally. The sun went down below. He couldn't be over 10 miles. Now it's hard to say.
Yeah, roger.
See what I saw, John, yesterday. But we sure don't like to be around here playing footsie with that rascal.
Roger that.
You guys treated him so bad on staging, he's out to get you.
There he comes again.
Okay, are those Terranius craters you're showing us? This Houston, that reel you're showing us now really is coming in clear. At 10, this is Houston. That sure is some mighty interesting territory you're showing us there. Those rails and look like flow features there are pretty darn interesting. Apollo 10, Houston.
Go ahead.
Right, Tom, if you can kind of keep one eyeball peeled out for Snoopy there and give us another hack when you pick him up again with relation to either pitch angle or some ground features, we might be able to get a rough estimate on what his orbit is.
Okay, but the academic question, he was out in front of us, now he's moved down. It looks like our orbits are crossing. And I know...
Okay, there's Nemtzarinus there, folks. And boy, you can't see it from here, but is that rascal bright?
It sure looks bright from down here, John. It's standing out like a diamond. And 10, this is Houston. Is that area outside the bright ray there, bright ray area, is that kind of a brownish gray, or that's the way it's showing up on our color anyway?
Okay, this is a rattlesnake and diamondback rails right here.
Roger.
This serpentine rail is about a mile wide.
We're coming right into site two. Small craters, Vancolite, right into site two. You can see some of the ridges probably very plainly. And as we get there, John can probably show you Mulkey, which will be on the right hand side of your screen.
Okay.
Just to the right of Mulkey is what we're calling US-1, which is a tremendously wide gulf.
Okay, 10, this is Houston. We got you on a map here. Looks like you're panning right over the gashes right now and just about to come into Mulkey. Is that firm?
That's a firm. Okay, here's US-1, and we're just right over the landing site ourselves looking back.
Right, US-1 standing out real good. And we pick up Chuck Hole right in the middle of US-1 there.
Yep. You can probably see where US-1 up here, it sort of looks like a strike slip fault. It's displaced the full width of the gulch itself.
Roger.
And we're coming up on Sabine and Ritter at this time.
Okay.
Looking at Sabine and Ritter, and very shortly we'll be crossing Smith. We just went over landing site two.
Okay, we're getting real good resolution again on this TV tonight. We're picking up all these things real good. And that's Schmidt Crater, is that a firm?
If I'm not mistaken, that's a firm. You're looking right down into Schmidt. Can you see any of the boulders around the edges that we can see from here?
Can't honestly say that we see anything like the boulders there, Chino. That's sure a good picture, though.
Okay, Jim.
Ken Houston, we couldn't see any boulders, but we could sure make out the slumps on the inside of the crater there.
Some of these rascals look pretty deep to us.
Roger that. Ken, that shadow pattern on the bottom of that crater is real interesting. That looks like Theon. Is that copy with what you're showing us?
Say again, Joe.
Roger, that crater you were just showing us, the shadow pattern on the bottom with a real interesting pattern there. That looked like Theon crater.
That's firm, you're right.
We're
past landing site 2 now, on the stretches up on into the free.
Roger.
Okay, here's an interesting, more than a ridge, it's a cliff-like ridge, jagged feature. It looks like it's smooth up to one end and then cliffs on the other side. Looks like it might also be fairly high, in contrast, much lower than some of the other surrounding craters, though.
Roger, I think we see what you're talking about.
It almost looks like it's a flow that's come down the valley and stopped right at that point, and it's been dusted over, but it appears to be the front edges of some type of flow. It's the first time we've really had a chance to look at that.
Yeah, that looks real good from down here, Jane. We can pick that up. That's a good call. Boy, that one really looks rough. I think we got that as Godin Crater. Is that firm?
That's firm, and the walls are very light, whitish gray, and the bottom is at 30 pan. And it's got a central peak that it's got very big boulders in the bottom. We can see from here. And it's got on the far side, on the upper side of your screen, the side is slumped down in stages, it appears like, and it's not slumped down smoothly like you see on the bottom side. It's mostly in shadow, but you might be able to make it out.
That's just great, and that's a good call. That's a great description, too. We couldn't make the boulders out, but that slumping is coming through just as you're describing.
We're getting into the area of long shadows as we approach the Terminator at this point.
Roger.
Pitching down at a half degree per second.
Apollo 10, this is Houston. I know y'all keep an eye out for Snoopy. You haven't happened to see him again, have you?
It's gonna be awful hard to. We're going into sunset here.
About four minutes ago, I thought I saw a glimpse of him go vertically below us. However, it was just a quick glimpse. It was something glistening. It was hard to tell whether it was a close by particle or something way down. So I only caught him once.
Roger.
Mm-hmm. We're moving to the left-hand window now because of the sun off the hatch window.
Okay. Gene, about 15 or 20 seconds ago, you were showing us a bunch of little, what looked like domes there. Did they look like little domed hills to you?
There's some little domes out there. There's plenty of little domes out there. Now, which ones you're talking about, I sure don't know.
Okay.
Tom's trying to give you a look at a lot of reels and...